You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Coverage varies by plan. View contracts and exclusions at endurancewarranty.com.
This is an announcement to all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all. With a struggling economy and the cost of living on the rise, Endurance is now offering an affordable, low-cost vehicle coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage and have all future covered auto repairs paid directly to the repair shop for you. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included. To all United States vehicle owners who own a 2003 or newer vehicle with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire, get your vehicle protected now and save your wallet from costly vehicle repairs. For your free 5-minute quote and to see if you qualify, visit endurancewarranty.com. Endurancewarranty.com.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Imagine standing at a crossroads in a vast field where multiple paths stretch out before you, each leading to a different horizon. Which path do you choose? How do you decide? This moment of choice, filled with potential and uncertainty, mirrors our spiritual journey when we cry out, "Show me the way, Lord." Today, I will delve into how we can seek and follow God's guidance with trust and faith. We will explore the practical steps in aligning our journey with His divine will, ensuring we walk the path that He has set for us. I am also going to pray a powerful prayer with you in the mighty name of Jesus. So watch until the end and open your hearts to receive the blessings of this prayer. My friends, the Bible, our guide, illuminates our paths like the sun casting light on the field's paths, helping us to see the way forward. In Micah 7, verse 8, it says, "When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me." This verse assures us that even when our way is unclear, God's light will pierce through, showing us where to step next. As we stand at this spiritual crossroads, the decision of which path to take can seem daunting. Yet, it is in this very moment of uncertainty that our faith is called to action, inviting us to trust in the unseen hand of God to guide us. The choices we make here at the crossroads of our lives, have the power to shape our destiny and align us with God's divine plan, with hearts open to His leading. Let us embark on this journey of discovery, seeking the way of the Lord with confidence and faith. Now, let us embark on a journey to explore and discern God's voice. When we seek God's will, it's like trying to discern a single melody in a chorus of many voices. The world around us offers a multitude of paths and purposes, but we desire to tune into the divine frequency that speaks with clarity and peace. In 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15, we are reminded that the battle is not ours, but God's. This scripture speaks to our hearts, reassuring us that when we are unsure of our way, God is already in control, fighting our battles and clearing our paths. As we strive to discern God's voice, it's important to remember that He often speaks through His creation, through the beauty and order of the world around us. In Romans 1 verse 20, we learn that God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made. This passage invites us to look at the world with spiritual eyes, to see and interpret God's handiwork and His messages to us. Understand that God's guidance can sometimes come through unexpected means, such as through other people, circumstances, or even our challenges. Speaking from experience, I can tell you that God's guidance can come through people, but interestingly, these individuals may not always be Christians. Remember, sometimes God works in mysterious ways, and His ways are higher than our ways, often defying our expectations. Now, the story of Joseph in Genesis chapters 37 to 50 illustrates how God's plans unfold in ways we can't always immediately understand. Despite the trials and injustices that Joseph faced, each event was a step towards the fulfillment of God's plan for his life. My friends, our spiritual journey requires patience, because discerning God's voice is not always instantaneous. It's a process of growth and understanding, similar to a seed gradually sprouting and reaching towards the light. In Galatians 6 verse 9, we are encouraged not to become weary in doing good, for at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. This verse encourages us to persevere in our faith and trust in God's timing. Also, in learning to hear God's voice, we must cultivate a heart of worship and devotion. Worship positions our hearts to receive from God, to hear His voice more clearly. As we focus on Him in adoration, our minds and spirits become...
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator, featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Attuned to His frequency, In Psalm 95, verses 6 to 7, it invites us to worship and bow down before our Maker, acknowledging Him as our God, the one who shepherds and guides us. Our relationship with God is fundamental in discerning His voice. Just as a child knows their parent's voice, among many others, we too can learn to recognize God's voice through a deep personal relationship with Him. This relationship is built on trust, love, and regular communication through prayer, meditation on His Word, and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Faith also plays a crucial role in our ability to follow God's guidance. Like Peter, stepping out of the boat onto the water, we are called to trust in Jesus, even when the way seems uncertain. In Matthew 14, verses 29 to 31, Peter's experience teaches us that our focus should remain on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who calls us to walk paths that sometimes require stepping into the unknown. Obedience is another key aspect in discerning and following God's way. In 1 Samuel 15, verse 22, the scripture emphasizes that to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams. This teaches us that God values our willingness to listen and follow His directions more than our external religious acts. My friends, understand that seeking God's guidance is a continual journey, not a one-time event. We are to constantly seek His will in all aspects of our lives, remaining open and responsive to the shifts and turns He may guide us through. In Proverbs 3, verse 6, it tells us to acknowledge Him in all our ways, and He will make our path straight. This is the essence of living a life directed by God, where every step is taken under His watchful eye and sovereign hand. Now, let us seek to explore aligning with God's will. In the tapestry of life, each thread we weave is influenced by the decisions we make, guided by the hand we choose to follow. Aligning with God's will requires a conscious effort to merge our desires with His divine plan, creating a masterpiece that reflects His glory. The process of alignment is beautifully depicted in Acts 16, verses 6 to 10, where Paul's journey to Macedonia was directed by a vision from God. This account shows the importance of being sensitive to the Holy Spirit's leading, allowing God to redirect our paths towards His intended purpose. Understanding God's will goes beyond mere knowledge. It involves a deep sense of spiritual insight. This insight allows us to perceive God's will not as a distant, mysterious force, but as a clear, present guide in our daily lives. In Colossians 1 verse 9, Paul prays for the believers to be filled with the knowledge of God's will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding, highlighting the necessity of divine insight in living a life aligned with God's purposes. The alignment with God's will is often tested in times of decision-making. In these moments, the contrast between our plans and God's direction becomes evident, like Esther, who had to decide whether to risk her life to save her people. We too face moments where God's will calls us to courageous action. Esther's story in Esther 4, verse 14, reminds us that we are placed in our circumstances for a divine purpose, and aligning with God's will sometimes means stepping out in faith, even when risks are involved. Living in harmony with God's will also means embracing the values and principles of His kingdom. It's about prioritizing what God prioritizes and valuing what He holds dear. In Matthew 6, verse 33, Jesus teaches us to seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, assuring us that all these things will be added unto us. This directive shapes our priorities, guiding our decisions and actions in alignment with God's kingdom values. The journey of aligning with God's will can lead us through varied landscapes of experiences, including times of joy, sorrow, abundance, and need. Paul's contentment in every situation, as shared in Philippians 4, verse 11 to 13, teaches us that being in God's will brings a peace that surpasses circumstances, anchoring us in the security of His presence and provision. In the process of aligning our will with God's, prayer becomes our most powerful tool. Through prayer, we communicate with God, express our desires, and seek His guidance. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, the simple exhortation to pray without ceasing reminds us of the need to maintain an ongoing dialogue with God, keeping our hearts and minds attuned to His will. The alignment with God's will is not about passively accepting our circumstances, but involves active engagement and partnership with God. In the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, verse 14 to 30, the servants who actively invested their talents were rewarded, illustrating that God expects us to be active stewards of the gifts and callings that He has entrusted to us. Challenges and obstacles are often part of the path to fulfilling God's will. These are not signs of God's absence, but rather opportunities for growth and demonstration of faith. In the life of Joseph, in Genesis chapters 39 to 41, we see that his trials from the pit to the prison were all part of God's plan to bring him to a place of influence and fulfillment of His will. My friends, aligning with God's will brings a sense of purpose and fulfillment that surpasses worldly success. It's about finding our place in God's grand narrative, contributing our unique part to His eternal purposes. In 1 Corinthians 10, verse 31, we are reminded that whether we eat or drink or whatever we do, do all to the glory of God. This perspective helps us to see every aspect of our lives as an opportunity to live in alignment with God's will. And now let us turn our attention to living out God's guidance. Living out God's guidance is the tangible expression of our faith, where belief and action converge to manifest His will in our lives. It's like a builder who, after receiving the blueprint, begins the work of construction, laying each brick with precision according to the plan. Similarly, we are called to build our lives on the foundation of God's Word, actively incorporating His guidance into our daily decisions and actions. The practical application of living out God's guidance begins with daily obedience. In the book of Jonah, we see a stark example of reluctance followed by obedience. Jonah initially fled from God's command, but eventually went to Nineveh, leading to the city's repentance. This story in Jonah, chapters 1 to 4, teaches us the impact of our obedience, not only on our lives, but also on others, highlighting the far-reaching effects of living out God's guidance. To live out God's guidance, we must also maintain an attitude of humility, recognizing that we are not the masters of our destiny, but partners in God's plan. In James 4, verse 10, it says, "Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and He will lift you up." Humility opens the door to God's guidance, allowing His will to prevail over our ego and plans. Incorporating God's guidance into our lives requires a willingness to change and adapt. Change can be challenging, but it is necessary for growth and transformation. Romans 12, verse 2 calls us to not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our mind, that we may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The Word of God should be the ultimate guide in our decision-making process. Like a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, as mentioned in Psalm 119, verse 105, Scripture provides the wisdom and guidance we need to navigate life's complexities and challenges. Living out God's guidance also involves faith in action, where our belief in His sovereignty and goodness is demonstrated through our choices and behaviors. Hebrews 11, often referred to as the faith chapter, showcases various heroes of faith who acted on God's promises, even when the outcomes were not immediately visible. Practical wisdom and discernment are also essential in applying God's guidance to our daily lives. Solomon's request for wisdom in 1 Kings 3, verse 9 to 12, and God's response underscores the importance of seeking divine wisdom in leading a life that pleases God. Furthermore, sacrifice is often a part of living out God's guidance. It may mean giving up something good for something better, or letting go of personal desires for the sake of God's greater plan. In Mark 8, verses 34 to 35, Jesus talks about denying oneself, taking up the cross and following Him, illustrating the sacrificial aspect of living in alignment with God's will. My friends, living out God's guidance means persevering through trials and difficulties, trusting in His enduring faithfulness. In 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 to 9, Paul speaks of being hard-pressed on every side, yet not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, highlighting the resilience and hope we can have in God. I want you to remember that seeking, aligning with, and living out God's guidance is the most transformative adventure of our lives. It is a journey, not without challenges, but one rich with divine purpose and eternal significance. Let us move forward with courage and faith, inspired by the conviction that God Himself walks beside us, lighting our path and guiding our steps. In every decision, every trial, and every triumph, let us echo the heartfelt prayer for God to show us the way, trusting in His unwavering promise to lead us home. My friends, stand firm in faith, embrace God's guidance with joy, and step boldly into the destiny that God has crafted for you, knowing that the best is yet to come. Now, to all those within the sound of my voice, let us go to the Lord in prayer. I want you to pray this prayer with me so that you can have all the blessings of this prayer. Let us pray to our gracious and loving God. Heavenly Father, Almighty God, I exalt Your holy name, for You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. You are the one who is, who was, and who is to come. Your glory and majesty reign supreme. Your greatness is unsearchable, and Your wisdom knows no bounds. You are the light that guides me through darkness, and the shepherd that leads me to still waters. I thank You, Lord, for Your unending mercy and love that surrounds my life. Thank You for the paths You've set before me, leading me towards Your purpose and will. I am grateful for the gift of life, Your daily provisions and manifold benefits. Merciful Lord, forgive me for my trespasses and the times I've strayed from Your guidance. As You forgive me, I release forgiveness to those who have wronged me, knowing that Your love heals all wounds. Create in me a clean heart and renew a right spirit within me. Lord, I ask for the wisdom to discern Your voice among the noise of this world. Help me to align my heart with Your will, to embrace the changes you orchestrate in my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare that every obstacle on my path to fulfilling your purpose is removed. I rebuke and bind the schemes of the enemy that seek to derail me from your divine will. In the powerful name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of confusion and fear. I declare that my steps are ordered by the Lord, and I walk in divine clarity and peace. Let your word be a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, guiding me in every decision and action. Show me the way I should go, and lead me in a plain path. Lord, pour out your blessings upon me and my loved ones. I pray for healing from every physical, emotional, and spiritual ailment. In the name of Jesus, I bind the attacks of the enemy in all forms, whether of doubt, disease, or discord. Protect us, Lord, from the snares and traps of the adversary, and shelter us under your mighty wings. Deliver us from all evil, and lead me away from temptation. Lord, as I say this prayer, together with everyone listening, I am grateful for every heart that is humbled before you right now. We come in agreement, seeking your face, yearning for your guidance, and desiring to walk in your ways. We seek to remain focused on you, Lord, the author and perfecter of our faith. Strengthen us, Lord. Fill us with your Holy Spirit, and let us live out your guidance with boldness and faith. We declare victory in our lives through the blood of Jesus. We claim healing and restoration, and we give thanks for your protective hand over us. As we walk in your guidance, Lord, let your Holy Spirit empower us to overcome every challenge and to fulfill your divine purposes. In the name of Jesus, we declare that everything is working for us and not against us. Lord, bless us indeed and enlarge our territory. Let your kingdom come and let your will be done on earth and in our lives as it is in heaven. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering my prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. If you were blessed by this message, type the word Amen in the comments section below. I declare that all the blessings of this prayer are now upon you, in the name of Jesus. You can help us to reach more persons and spread the gospel. You can do this by sharing the video with a friend or family member who you know needs the blessing of this prayer and by clicking the like button. Also remember to subscribe to our daily Jesus devotional channel for more videos that will bless your heart and uplift your spirit. We appreciate all those who support us. You're blessed to be a blessing. Now, for those who are listening and you want to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I urge you to receive God's grace with an open and repentant heart. Start where you are. Your past doesn't matter. Jesus came to seek and to save those that are lost. God loves you. It is not God's will that anyone should perish, but for all to come to repentance. Say this simple salvation prayer for yourself. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins and invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, hear my prayer. I pray. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Now that you have prayed this prayer, you can ask a pastor to baptize you at a local church and make that decision public. Baptism is a symbol of that decision to follow Jesus. I then encourage you to have fellowship with other believers, to learn more about your new life, and to get to know more about God. Please feel free to leave your prayer request in the comments section so that we can present them before God for your blessings and victory. Also, we invite other believers on the YouTube platform and all over the world to join us and start praying for you right now. And we want you to know that even if you don't see a reply to your prayer request, it doesn't mean that you were not prayed for. Rest assured that we are actively lifting up each request to God that is in accordance with His will. We believe in the power of prayer to bring comfort, healing, and guidance in accordance with God's perfect plan. To God be all the glory. May the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
New messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.